I just came from the doctor.
What kind of doctor? Mental health doctor? Yeah, no. Physical
That's
health
Thursdays,
doctor?
Thursdays, Annie. The GP. I thought I had a couple things wrong, and nothing's wrong.
What did you think you had wrong?
It's personal.
Okay. Fair enough.
You told me. You're not going to tell Annie.
Well, I'm not going to tell the podcast.
I will definitely judge
you.
Yeah,
I'll bleep it out.
We're talking to
You can
strangers.
Say the things, and I'll bleep them out afterwards.
All right. I'll say the things.
Polyps.
All right. I had
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought I had...
Oh.
And then I thought
not
I had...
Same.
Related to the...
And then I also had her look at a... on my...
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yeah. She's like, it's fine.
It's just...
The Goose. The Goose. The Goose.
Welcome to the Goose. How are you? Here we are again. We have four geese in the
nest.
Goose shack.
The goose
in
shack.
The nest.
So
I like the nest.
In the goose nest.
Velvet, was it? The velvet mist?
Velvet fog. Why
velvet
does no one remember?
No, it was
why?
Velvet mist and you were trying
why
to transfer
the velvet
to velvet
nest?
Fog.
The velvet
why
nest.
Why was the mist? Why a mist?
I can't remember. It's all ethereal.
Well, you win everything, don't you?
Let's go ahead and introduce ourselves.
I'm a Moira Brady Averill.
I'm a Mark Canton.
I'm a Rory Brosnan.
Oh my god, that's how you say your last name?
Yeah, how did you think I said
I'm
it?
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm an Annie Gill.
She's an Anne.
Brosnan.
We're an A's. We're all
yeah.
Triple
Hi.
A.
Triple A.
So...
What's been going on? Annie, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't
Where
here last week.
You?
I was in West Cork. I was in Skull.
Why is West Cork referred to as West Cork? Do you know? It's almost like a separate county to Cork.
Yeah, it is.
It almost is, but it's not. There's like Cork people who are not from West Cork love West Cork.
Yeah.
Like West Cork people may feel like, oh, that it's a little bit different. I don't know. But Cork people love West Cork. It's like, yeah, West Cork.
Because it is.
Because it's part of Cork. They're like, but, yeah, we're proud of West Cork.
No. No. And because North Cork is also part of Cork, and that's grand, it's just part of Cork. Whereas West
fucking shit about North Cork.
Well, West Cork is kind of like vacation land.
It is.
It's sort of the Florida of Ireland
without
old people or plastic flamingos or Disneyland.
Or stupidity the way Florida in America
right.
is.
Right.
Generally, you'll see
Facebook
things like
it's a foodie
Have
paradise.
Have you seen the Everglades? You watch it, mister.
There's no scary creatures in West Cork either the way there would be in Florida.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
In the Everglades, for example. No,
People
I cannot say I
West
cannot
Cork.
Say enough about West Cork.
Like
it is
in Wicklow.
It's for sure one of my favorite places.
It's a wonderful place.
And I feel like I should go there a lot more often. I had a wonderful week.
The house you stayed in, was that a family home?
It was Connor's uncle's home.
Okay, well maybe we could take advantage of that.
Maybe the goose should move its nest to Skull for a week
right
or something
now.
Like that.
Right well, now. Good night,
everyone in the car.
Okay.
Could do a
5-hour drive. Okay, we're here. We arrived in West Cork. We're quite tired now.
We just broke into the house.
Oh.
Mark and I were talking. We were like, my question was, maybe I'll pitch it to you. Out of all of us, maybe our listeners can respond via email, goosecomedy@gmail.com. Who do you think is the most...
attractive.
No, Mark?
Sociopathic.
Out of everyone in Goose.
You.
Why is it me? I'm so emotional.
Not in a bad way.
Moira was pointing at me and saying I was a sociopath. Cause she got
you are too. Don't think that you're not.
She got really...
I'm delighted. I would have thought... I'm delighted. Thank you all for not including me in that. I would have thought I was a bet.
No, you're not. You're just a weirdo.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Annie.
You're a weirdo.
I'm a sociopath. No.
No, I mean, who could you most easily picture...
Murdering somebody.
Uh-huh. I would have to say
<He's>
Moira and Rory. Like just there would be
yeah,
Moira
sure.
would be cackling with laughter and Rory would just have a blank face.
Oh my god! We should write a sketch called Murder Suicide. It's just gonna be like, we're the most likely people to kill. Yeah. And therefore, one of us will be dead and the other will have to.
I like it.
This is it. That's the exact expression.
That's the face. Right, that's the face that someone is slowly taking their last breath. Yeah. Can I just change the subject back to a happier.
No defense. Where we would not be left with no defense.
Annie's just gonna just move, segue into the next segment.
Segue into the next one. I got my question out of the way.
What I would like to know is two things. It's a two-parter, and
part one
is just for so the listeners know, I'm going to try to base at least one part of every question from now on around food, because it's one of my passions, and I've been listening to my questions over the past few weeks, and they're all food-based. So
we talked about this on the phone.
I'm not gonna sway from that. I feel like I've got a thing, and I'm gonna stick to it. So the first part of my question, the food-based part, is what is everyone's favorite car snack?
Combos. Remember combos?
Yeah.
Oh, explain to this is what combos are.
Basically, not something you should ever consume.
they're not real food.
They're not real food, but I love the pretzel combos with the cheese. But wait, what the hell are they?
It's like little fake pretzel, or it's pretzel, pretzel on the outside with some kind of filling that tastes like nacho cheese or
sometimes it's pizza. Sometimes it's pretzel, but sometimes it's just the
doughy stuff.
Yeah, like bald pretzel. Like blonde, bald...
Yeah, no salt on it.
Blondie, baldy pretzel.
Just like a fake dough product that's crispy. Like
Moira
a cracker.
Moira is high, everybody. Yes, Moira is high, yes.
Some kind of a cracker, and it comes in crazy flavor. So it's got sort of a soft flavor filling, which is probably mostly sugar of some kind, and then...
It's so weird to think about.
Oh, it's disgusting.
We've had some distance, Annie and I, from combos.
Yeah. Now from America, even.
Yeah.
After your detox, you know.
I can't go back, man. I can't go back.
Okay, combos. That's disgusting, but...
Oh, come
on. No, it is. This is disgusting. Pizza-flavored combos.
Yum.
I guess some kind of jellies or something, or, I don't know, homemade biscuits, I suppose, too.
Oh, does that not get crumbly?
No, not in a lunchbox.
Oh.
And when he puts a napkin, he tucks it into his shirt.
I mean, like when you're eating it, then the crumbs go all over the car, no?
That's never my car.
Rory?
Probably a good, proper sandwich with a latte.
Whoa, so a meal.
I don't mess around.
Yeah.
You don't snack. I've never seen you snack.
No, never. Never. Never consume chocolate peanuts.
It's a full meal or nothing with Rory.
Yeah. Rory walks into all rooms with a packet of sweets of some sort. Like, whatever the room is.
Well, no.
What is, like, the hospital like in a walk-in
hospital? No, I come to your yes and thing with sweets, because people use bring sweets, and then I'd eat them as they were a group thing. But I was like, oh, I should start bringing sweets. So now I'd come every week with sweets to there. And for the last few sessions, I'd come to here directly from work, and I would need to grab a snack en route. So that's what it feels like.
But it's always chocolate-covered peanuts.
And only a euro.
And that's really good. Yeah.
They are good.
So the best euro you'll ever spend.
It's true.
My favorite car sweets are...
Sponsored by Tesco.
My favorite car sweets are jellies, definitely. The natural kind of...
You love jellies. That's one of the first things I learned about you.
It's weird, because I didn't always growing up, and now I do.
Hmm.
It was not my sweet thing of choice growing up. But
the natural kind, I mean, what do they mean by that?
It's not really natural.
They grow on rocks, do they?
No, it's just they use natural ingredients, and I'm doing finger quotes
here. They're mined, I think.
And that's what they find.
Pigs in the south of France snuff them out of the ground.
Yeah.
Those are natural jellies right there. More valuable than truffles.
The second part of my question also relates to a car journey, and that is, what do you like to listen to and or do on a car journey?
Talk.
A long one. Do you, though, really? Think about it.
Yeah, I like to make speeches because people are trapped.
Fair enough.
You write out the speeches beforehand.
Yeah. My father is of your exact
ranting about what's wrong with the world.
No, he's more of a monologuist, so once everyone's in the same place and can't get out, that's what he likes to do.
So good.
Yeah.
I'll listen to music. Graceland by Paul Simon.
That's a great driving album.
Going to Graceland. Memphis, Tennessee.
And play some games.
Rory's sleeping.
Rory just listen to the sound of himself eating a sandwich.
I was singing Graceland.
Rory was just sad. I like to... I like to listen to the sound of myself eating a sandwich in the car and have a latte. I like to hear myself drink it.
Rory's threatening Moira.
Joking, because that's what Moira always
Don't
says.
Provoke him. No, come on. Rory, so what do you like to do?
Listen to music, chat, play games, those off, ponder the universe.
Oh, what, here's
like
a game.
Roadside bingo?
Here's a game that was taught to me by Robbie Flynn. Is the Flintstones.
Robbie Flynn, that guy.
Yeah, nobody else knows him really apart from Manny. The Flintstones game where if you're on a motorway and you're overtaking somebody, you pretend like you're in the Flintstones, so everybody apart from the driver in the car goes like they're running, their feet are going, and like you have to really strain, like you're really trying to overtake, and then just see if the person beside you will laugh, in the car beside you will laugh.
That's really
often
funny.
Often they will, because it is pretty funny.
I have an amazing passing story, but it has to do with two airplanes passing each other. And this was, my family used to go to the Bahamas with two other families at spring break, and we'd go down and you had to take tiny little puddle jumper, you know, airplanes that they would have to load you onto by your weight, and the two airplanes would kind of like set off one right after another, and the Bahamas is low on health and safety, I'd say, anyway. And so the two planes would usually be flying along, one right behind the other, going off to this tiny island. And one year, one of them, my family was in one of the airplanes and the other family was in the other. And as their airplane started to overtake us a bit, and we look out the window just thinking we're going to wave at them or make faces, there were three bums in the windows, and it was possibly one of the only recorded flyby passenger airplane mooning that had ever happened to it. So a shout out to Susan, Lily, and Charlotte Rand for making
That's
that
really
happen.
Good. I was addicted to mooning people in high school. Like, I didn't drink or do drugs.
Yeah. In high school, people love mooning and flashing.
Constantly pressed my ass against
the
bus.
There was that intervention that happened where we're all here because we love you, and we need to talk about your ass.
Look at Annie's fingers. That's gold.
Yeah.
She's got gold-tipped fingernails. I, on the other hand, have garbage-tipped fingernails. Like, just look at that, the difference. Gareth always makes fun of me, Gareth, my sound engineer husband, for saying things like, yeah, no, like, we'll just go for a beer. Like, I don't drink beer. I say we'll go for a beer to sound cool, or that's what people say. But I don't drink beer.
Why don't you just say, let's go for a drink?
I don't know. I just think it sounds cooler to say beer, and Gareth calls me on it. Because it's a failing I have. It's a flaw.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So now I talk about running all the time. I don't run. I'm on an elliptical. I'm going as fast as I can on the most absurd-looking machine. And, like, that's... So I'm wondering if you guys have something that you say that has nothing to do with what you're really doing.
Well, I would definitely ask people for coffee. Never drink coffee.
See?
But it's, you know, what else are you going to say? I will often actually ask, hey, do you want to meet up for coffee sometime? Or we could just eat a whole load of cake or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you mean
like in Goodwill Hunting, he says, yeah, or we could just get together and eat a whole bunch of caramels.
I love caramels. And if Matt Damon wanted to do anything like that with me, I would be right there.
See, another, it's great to have a New Englander on board.
Why? Because they all fancy Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What about you?
No, nothing's springing to mind right now.
Oh. I often say to people, hey, let's go have sex. And I don't mean that at all.
What?
That's why I was outside your house for so long that night. She said,
let's go have sex.
What the fuck is going on
here? But it would be funny to, like, change a word. Like, do you want to meet up for sex sometime?
Yeah.
What about you? Come on, where are you at?
Nothing is springing to mind right now. I would hate to fabricate something.
Close your eyes.
Fabricate something.
Okay, well, you think about it for a while. Mark, what's your question of the week?
What is the best worst thing you've ever seen or heard? So Like, there's some things where people are like, oh, this is so bad, it's actually fucking brilliant. But I don't know if I've experienced many of those things. Like, usually when I see something shit, I'm just like...
Well, for example...
My friend Brian got attacked by a dog, and I it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Brian Birch, if you're listening, it was very funny.
Well, I'll give you an example. This didn't happen to me personally, but you'll see it on Facebook or going around social media. There was a classic painting, like a classic painting that yes. was found, and I guess it was in a state of disrepair, and the woman who found it... restored the painting so that now it looks like a piece of fucking shit. It looks like excrement, and it's actually so bad that it's actually become a tourist attraction in and of itself. But you look at it and it is just, you're like, how does somebody continue? It's like, she was like, oh shit, I've started, oh, I'll just do this one more. That reminds me of something for me, and was I did it to myself when I was like 12. I got a haircut and I wasn't happy with haircut. It was just the sides of my hair above either my left or right ear, and so I took a little bit out myself with the scissors, and that didn't make it better. So I was like, I went a little bit more, and that didn't make it better, and I kept on going until like a big patch of skin over my ear was just like skin tight. Then I had to put like a big plaster over it and make up some cock and bull story that like something. And then my best friend Alan Reardon found out and told people anyway.
Yeah. You were with a band-aid was covering up.
It was bigger. It wasn't just a little band-aid. It was like probably the size of like your three fingers held together. Kind of your hair. It wasn't like a little square inch of it. It was like a significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once I made that first cut.
Yeah, I cut my own bangs same kind of way.
It was like,
this is it. Well, how do they look?
Yours look great.
But I did this myself last week and I was like, fuck.
No, well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Well, that wasn't... I don't know if that was the answer I was looking for. Well, those were all good answers. My own question was actually, do you know, like, there's the film The Room. Have you ever heard of this film?
Mm-hmm.
Which is just so shit that it's supposed to be funny, but actually I watched it and was kind of like, there was a couple of chuckle some moments, but like, it's an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters, just really quite bad film, and there's after a while you're just bored.
That doesn't seem so bad, so terrible that it's good though.
Well, that's the idea of The Room, is that people watch The Room to laugh at it because it is so bad.
Yeah, they
but
say,
I just found it quite bad.
Like Trapped in the Closet.
Trapped in the Closet, exactly. Yeah.
Oh god, people incredible. Are crazy.
People are crazy.
I haven't seen Trapped in the Closet.
But I have another one that you made me think of. Again, didn't happen to me, but one of my favorite YouTube videos is the wedding where they're getting married at the edge of the pool and on a little platform overlooking the pool, and it's the officiant and the bride and the groom. It's a beautiful sunny day, and they ask for the rings, and the best man gets up, and as he's stepping up to the platform to give the groom the rings, he trips, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, and he falls into the bride, who falls into the officiant, and both the bride and the officiant go into the pool.
But that one's so weird. Are you not suspicious of that one? Like, why are you getting married beside a pool?
People do that shit all the time. Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of Americans in the world.
Definitely.
Possibly it is real, but it is quite a suspicious one. Like, you do look at it like...
Mm-hmm. I just love it, though. But that would be something that would be so awful to be there, but amazing to watch.
It brings me back to the dog attack.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so horrible. It was so horrible.
How bad was he in the aftermath? How bad was your friend? Was he, like, is he deformed?
No.
Again, all of this is evidence in the case of sociopaths.
No, it was just really strange. He was always cagey around this dog a mutual friend owned. And then the dog it was a spoiled, kind of crazy, wild dog. And it was the first attack. And actually, afterwards, it attacked again. But
I find it interesting that a dog can...
Brian just basically got his leg... The guy went after him and got his leg. And Brian went... Wah! Threw a beer bottle. It smashed.
On the dog?
No, just that in general.
He just threw a beer bottle.
Because he was just like, fuck! And then the attack was over and there was just like a hole in his leg from where the dog had bitten him.
Wow.
Dog bites are scary.
Dog bites are fucking terrifying. Mm. And this brings me back to...
Cat bites are worse, though.
Well, dogs are scary. Cats aren't as scary, but dogs scare me. And I think Mark's got a point about, like, the first podcast.
I think cat clawing at you is more like, ugh, for me than a dog. A dog, you kind of... Like, a cat's claws is like It's more.
But also, if a cat bites you, you can get a really bad infection. Cats have something in their mouth, which, if they get into your bloodstream, like my
really
roommate
dangerous.
In New York, yeah, I was in the hospital for 3 days with her arm up on a drip.
Because her blood was poisoned by a cat's bite?
Yeah.
Cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
A Komodo dragon has something in its mouth that when it bites you, that it can never, it will never heal. People have died of Komodo dragon bite a year later.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought that they were like massively strong creatures that would just like crush you.
It has to do with the venom in their bite. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And they're only on one island, Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
Island.
Yeah. So don't go to there.
I don't think it's where the dodo lived.
Where the dodo lived.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
I don't think it's the Galapagos.
Where is it?
I feel like I've seen a documentary in Indonesia or Malaysia.
I think that's right.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So you're fine. The Galapagos, you're fine.
Sorry about that misinformation about the Galapagos Islands.
They have blue fish.
Sorry, Ecuador. We goose apologize to your nation for the damage we've done to your tourism industry in the last. Yes.
Rory, what's your question of the week?
I've known, I'm sorry.
Okay, Moira, what's yours?
Well, I did ask it earlier, I think, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, can I use this moment to plug? I was so casual by questioning, you didn't even notice.
I didn't.
Mark performed on Wednesday at this evening of readings that I organized at The Hare, which is this new restaurant.
It's a H-A-R-E.
It's right, Hare. The Hare, not a rabbit. It's a new restaurant installation at Temple Bar Galleries and Studios in...
Moira is staring at me while
I'm
she's
like, I know,
this.
It's weird. I'm staring at Mark. But anyway...
I already know, because I was there, so you...
You've been
you
there several times.
Tell me.
Yeah, no, so come. Eat there, please. Lunch is served 12 to 3, and the coffee at 11, and it's Tuesday through Saturday, but also this Wednesday we're going to have another reading from 5 to 7, so please come if you feel like it.
And I'm going to be reading something.
Annie Gill is reading... And Rory's going to be in attendance. Mark will be there, so you get to meet the celebrities that you've been listening to and admiring.
You will recognize us by our voices.
Our dulcet tones.
Yeah,
we'll all have to change our voices because we don't want people recognizing
exactly who we are. So I'll talk like Mark, and then Moira will talk
like Rory. I'll talk like this!
So I do have a question. Dublin has a new raw vegan restaurant.
Oh yeah,
Seduce.
Yeah. Seduce, and I went there. I didn't know that it was a vegan restaurant.
Really?
But I was walking by en route to
a
meeting.
Inviting.
It looked inviting. It looked very zen-like. Very.
It looks like a fucking lab.
It does kind of look like a lab. Anyway, go on.
Well, it looked zen-like to me, or it looked whatever.
So, it looked LA you know,
for a sociopath.
For a sociopath, a lab looks like a very tranquil place.
No, it
that's
probably
the
looked
industrial-sized kettle calling the little pot lab.
It probably looked like Los Angeles to you. That's probably why you liked
maybe.
It. Yeah.
Anyway, I was just going to have a coffee, and I didn't see one. Around, so when the waitress came, I was like, this looks like a place that doesn't do coffee. She was like, oh no, she was very, very nice. These people were very nice. And she was like, yeah, no, we do cappuccino. And she mentioned something else which wasn't coffee and tea. So I was like, okay, there's a coffee product on the menu. I'll have a cappuccino. And I was like, I did ask again, it is actually coffee, isn't it? She was like, yes, it is. So they brought me my drink, and it was just almond milk with cinnamon and some other stuff in it, but no coffee beans or caffeine, and it didn't taste remotely like cappuccino or coffee. and so that was like, what's your most like surprising or egregious food like that turned out that wasn't at all what you were led to be? And it was a very nice experience. It was like, I wasn't
and
angry.
Was it tasty?
No, it was shit. In my humble estimation, I didn't enjoy it. But so what's your most like, oh, that wasn't at all what they said, food or anything else?
Well, yeah, so you're saying that it's basically about you expect one thing and you get something so very different.
And preferably they even confirm that it is what you're expecting, because I did I did ask again because I was a bit suspicious. Like, no, it's coffee.
Oh,
but it wasn't.
I'm sure that's happened in foreign countries.
Well, this is good. When we were in Belgium... we had lunch with Gareth's cousin and her husband, who's an American. So Gareth's cousin is Irish, and she's married to an American who's like, I think, a computer science professor at this university in Leuven. So we met them for lunch, and I was like really going to order. The waiter was taking our orders, and I was really going to order this thing until Jesse was like, no, you're not going to eat that. Don't eat that. You're not going to get that. And I'm like, why? And then the waiter, like, I ordered something else. The waiter left, and he's like, that's That's basically you'd get like some lettuce leaves and just it's raw mince. It's just raw mince meat. You almost ordered raw mince meat, and I dodged a bullet.
Mm.
So not steak tartare, but like raw. Like the Belgians eat this seasoned raw mince, and I'm sure it's eaten in France.
Don't you have to cook beef that's been processed or something?
I think maybe Belgium's got different things happening in terms of their food laws.
They've got other things to worry about.
Yeah, they sure do. They're drinking hallucinogenic beer, being like, I mean, raw mince, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's dangerous to eat raw mince meat.
I would imagine it must be that the amount of chocolate in their diet compensates for whatever.
The beer and the chocolate.
Yeah, the beer and the chocolate compensates for whatever damage to meat would do otherwise.
Finally, our true agenda of this podcast is coming out, how much we hate the Belgians.
No, they've got such a bad rap.
Fucking Belgians.
I once bought I bought the cream substitute stuff and thinking it was cream and then went
what,
home.
Cream? Are you saying?
Cream substitute.
Oh, okay, just like dairy cream, but a substitute for dairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know that stuff?
Creamer.
No, it comes in exactly the same tubs and is in the same section, but it is not cream. And so I spent like half an hour trying to whip this stuff and just kind of was like, what the fuck is this? Like trying different whipping things. I had one of those rotating ones. I think I had an electric one and a whisk. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? I cannot whip this cream. Oh, it's not cream. Oh. Oh, I see. And so that was that.
Was that when you were... I can't imagine you ever having
I was pretty high. Yeah.
No, you were 4 years old.
He was high on ketamine.
You were 4 years old.
I just bought the wrong thing in the shop, but I didn't notice what it was.
Because it doesn't seem like it's something that you would
do.
But
what is it? Is it not cream? It's like a soy product or something?
I actually don't know what it is.
It's called Alme?
No.
It's lotion?
Yeah, it was in the hair and shampoo section. And I was whipping and whipping. Those eclairs are delicious, though.
Mm. And today, yeah. I was at the doctor's office. I told you this. And there's just a screaming baby nearby, and I'm just like, you know what?
Shut the fuck up, screaming baby.
Yeah, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, would you get over it?
Could you control yourself, please?
I just don't think I can have them. I don't know.
Maybe you can.
I'm the baby.
Yeah.
I want to scream at the doctor's office.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I can't do that. Oh, I'm zero. I'm like 5 months old.
Yeah,
so
but if you
hard.
Do that, Moira, if you go that way, we're going to make you wear a diaper.
It's so hard.
She'd love that, though. I think she'd love that.
I'd definitely put weight on.
Let's not talk about that.
I'd definitely put more weight on for that.
Gross.
I'm the baby.
Oh, hey, it's our guest for the week.
Clark Anderson. Welcome, Clark.
Thank you. I'm awful pleased to be here this evening. Very nice of you to have me.
It's great to have you here, Clark.
Oh, thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Clark, we know that. You have been in the controversial news lately because you have predicted that the stock market, you're a bull. You're saying the stock market is going to bound upwards. Like, your words, like nothing ever before, invest now.
Where do you get your information exactly? I'm just curious.
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to thank you very much for having me here this evening. Yeah. And because I really like to speak on this subject, and it's awful kind of you to have me here this evening to speak on the subject, because I'm very pleased to be here. So thank you very much for that, for this opportunity, and to answer your question, which you're very kind to ask me, which is very nice of you to ask me the question. Am I a bull?
You're a bull.
Sir, I think the stock market isn't going to go up or down. I think it's going to go sideways.
Sideways?
That's my prediction for you.
Okay, and is this...
Sideways stock market.
Have we seen this move before?
I think every stock is just going to go one place to the left.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
Fantastic.
Interesting that you predict this.
A Texas two-step, if you will.
A Texas two-step isn't very correct. In fact, it's all going to be based on line dancing moves. I see the stock market moving in a line dancing passion.
Fantastic. And will the pattern. Name, and will we be listening to Achy Breaky Heart?
No, God, no. Real line dancing has nothing to do with Billy Ray Cyrus, does it?
Well, now, you know, I mean, there is a place for Bill and Ray and everybody's line dancing hearts,
no,
as we all
way.
Know.
Actually, you know, but we have a second guest that we'd like to bring on the show that might dispute that.
Okay, well, oh, wait a second. I did not know that this woman was going
to
be here
Clark,
today.
We had to have
now,
two.
It's very nice to be here. I just want to thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very nice to be here.
For our listeners that don't wear Clark's ex-wife, Nandy is here.
Okay, well, I would not like to thank
it's
you for
very,
bringing
it's
Nandy
very nice
on the
to
show.
Be here. Thank you very much, Roro.
You have to get the full
not
story,
nice.
Clark.
Is this Mrs. Anna Gill, are you a married woman? It's very nice to
no,
be here thanks. Next to you single ladies.
Thank you.
Nandy, up until a month ago, your ex-husband here was working as a supervisor at a pet store. And now he's a stock analyst. What do you think of that?
Well, I just want to mention that I want to say thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very nice to be here.
All right,
it's
Nandy,
very nice.
And
to
you actually have been a stock analyst since you got married to Clark. And we're just wondering, how do you feel that he's now taken on the mantle of stock analyst?
I think Clark is a very good pet shop owner and should go back to his job where I live in the town of Memphis, Tennessee. Okay?
Is that because you've got some pets that need looking after and they
We need a lot of looking after where we live in Memphis, Tennessee, don't we, Clark?
And what do you have to say about the Texas two-step stock analogy that
I think my husband has lost his pretty little mind.
Well, how do you respond to that, Clark?
Okay, well, let me first of all say that I'm very pleased to be allowed to respond to that now, even if I don't appreciate that Nandy is here. Now, I was taking stock in the pet shop.
I see where this is going.
So I have an expertise on
stock. Yeah, right. Taking stock of parrots and cockatiels. You motherfucker.
I think they call them cockatoos, but that's okay.
Cockatiels are a bird from Australia.
There is cockatiels and cockatoos, as we all know, apart from you.
And then there's motherfucking cocksuckers like you. It's very good to be here. Thank you very much.
They come from the Galapagos Islands, of course, and they're a crossbreed between a cockatoo and a Komodo dragon.
And
now,
so,
I can tell you something. Well, you have a question for me, man?
Cockatiels exist. I don't care what anyone says. Very nice to be
yes,
here.
Yes, cockatiels exist.
I feel like we've lost control of our own radio show.
I think it was
a courageous decision on our part to bring this warring couple in, but I think it may have backfired, Annie.
I think we...
Well, I appreciate you bringing us
thank
in.
Thank you very much, Annie.
Well,
Moro,
thank you very
really,
much.
Thank you for that criticism. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your criticism, sir.
I appreciate
sir.
It.
Although
so
Nandy
can we just
may
get a,
not.
Can we just get a final word here? Nandy, buy or sell or sideways?
Buy.
And Clark?
I'd say a do-si-do.
All right, there
lovely.
We go. We have it.
There you have it, Goose listeners. That's our stock analysis for...
Thank you very
thank
much
very
for
much.
Having
thank
us.
You very much. It's
well,
so good to be
you
here. Thank you
here.
So much.
Thank you very
you
much.
You
two
now off into the sunset.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
bye
much
guys.
For having
bye.
Me.
Bye.
Oh, my foot.
Woof.
Oh, Mark and Moira are... Mark and Moira rejoined
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
great.
Sorry, we just
sorry,
had to go for a smoke.
We just missed yeah. two.
Went for coffee.
Garrulous.
It wasn't real coffee.
It wasn't
a
beer.
We actually
it
had a bunch of cake.
Coffee
and beer. We just ate some cake.
Yeah. Well, we're not having stock analysis on. I don't know who thought of that, and I think it was a really bad
idea. It was my idea.
Not again.
I liked it. Oh, you heard
it? You heard it?
Yeah, from Through the Walls.
Oh, great.
Oh, from Through the Walls, yes.
I have my ear up against the wall. Just so.
Yeah, you don't like to miss anything at all.
He hates missing things.
He hates missing out.
Well, I'm going to invest.
I hate being left.
I'm investing as well.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom there, guys.
See ya, Rory. Oh, who's this? Sorry, we don't have any more guests booked in. What are you doing here? Sorry, who are you?
I want to be on the radio.
Okay, well,
I was walking by, and I saw that there was a radio thing going on, and I saw two people coming down. They were in high spirits, and I asked them, and they said they're on the radio with a goose or something.
How did you get in here?
No security, I just walked up.
Oh,
I guess
security, we've really got to improve
I'm a car
security.
Mechanic.
Gareth,
our engineer security man is not doing his job.
All right,
again.
Why would you want to be on the radio? I mean,
it just seems good. Like, do
if
people,
you're a car mechanic, I mean, do you have something to plug? Do you have a specialty? Do you pimp people's rides?
Come to Malky Cardiff's car shop.
Uh-huh.
Malky
Cardiff's car shop.
Is that your name or where you
that's
live?
It's on Pembroke Square.
Okay. And what do you specialize
all
in?
Cars,
anything?
Cars and motorbikes.
Old any cars particular
trucks, cars. Trucks, all cars, okay. But mainly yeah. Ford.
What about Toyota's. Horse and traps and things?
What's that?
Horse and traps?
No, not me.
Oh, I've got
no.
Such a nice trap. I'd
I think you're taking
trap.
The piss you now, young about? Lady.
Trap what? Of what?
Sorry?
Trapper
people,
John?
Your like people are not even listening to me.
Yeah. We're
and now you young lady, you're taking the piss out of me.
Gareth,
you think he's just a car mechanic. Walk, oh, she's casually fluffing her hair.
You're getting agitated, sir.
Yeah,
right?
Slightly. I'm getting slightly agitated.
Okay, like you just walked just, into a radio program and
nobody stopped me. Nobody said don't come in.
Getting offended that we're not interested in your car business. I mean, you don't even.
I didn't bring that up. I did. But you didn't have to ask me about it, so...
Well, why would you? Why do you want to be on the radio?
Sure,
you,
calm down!
Do you I'm calm!
Would you like to sing a song?
Do you have yes. Some...
You'd like okay. To sing a song, okay. What would you like to sing?
I'm not good at remembering the words
sing
of songs,
the song,
so
then you
we'll
can
help
leave
you out.
Us.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
We found
great
love
dance
in
moves.
A hopeless place.
Wow, look at him go.
See, these are giving me some theories on
holy
the stock market.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, this
found
is... Talk about a Texas two-step. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, that's been quite illuminating, actually.
Thank,
thank you
for
very
coming.
Much, Malachy.
Yeah. Right. Will you leave your card outside?
Malky.
Malky, we'll come down and see you in Pembroke Square and leave your card by the door.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Adios.
Never,
we need to lock the door.
Rory, next time you go to the
lock
bathroom,
the door.
Lock the door after
sorry,
you, please.
Give that
so
card
sorry.
To the police, because that guy was
that
definitely
guy was,
a sociopath.
Yeah,
he also wasn't wearing pants.
I doubt it. No.
Yeah.
Life, fine, love, and I can't get that in my head. In a
did he sit in the sex chair?
He sat in a sex chair without any pants on.
I don't think we've ever mentioned the sex chair before, but...
I might have been just a behind
well,
the scenes.
You'll have to tune in next week.
We do have a sex chair
you'll have
here,
to tune in next
so
week
know.
To hear about the sex chair. That will come up next week.
Oh, hey, and you know, start booking your tickets for the 12th of November. You can see more great improv like...
Shit. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Improv Festival.
12th
where
of
we
November, we are
teachers
performing
club.
In the Teachers Club in Park.
Great. Live. Goose Live.
It's the Improv Fest Ireland. You can buy tickets on entertainment.ie and come along. It's going to be amazing.
I'm going to look pretty.
She's going to look pretty.
I'm going to look stupid.
I'm going to look less sociopathic than Mark and Moira.
See you
thank
next
you.
Week.
Adios.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I hate you. On the prowl, coming at you strong with a thunderclad on.